Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Blog Talk Radio. We are loaded at blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth. _stones. That's five smooth stones. Five underscore smooth underscore stones. I want to thank you for tuning in today for a very, I hope to be one of the most enlightening shows you'll ever hear on any genre, any media. I have been talking to a brother for a good while now, and just so glad to have him on the show. He'll be joining us shortly. This is Brother Cephas Solomon from the wonderful continent of South America. He is going to be our guest for tonight, and already we got a lot of people responding, just trying to see what's going on tonight. I'm just overwhelmed with people just so interested in this whole question about the Limba tribe. So anyway, people, again, hopefully you're doing okay. Listening, you're sitting there. You are up this time of night. You that are just seeking for truth so late in the night. I don't know about you, but I love to research and do my research this time of night. Okay, again, I'm Brother Seth. Again, this is Five Smooth Stones. Before I get too into what our show tonight, I want to go ahead and just let everybody know that on our front page, when you do the www.blogtalkradio.com/5smoothstones, again, underscore dividing those five and smooth, right under the title, you're going to see a link to my library. I encourage each and every one of you to click on that link, and you can see where Brother Seth is getting a lot of his information from. The Most High put these wonderful people in my path with wonderful truths that will make you free. Remember, the Messiah said, you'll know the truth and it will make you free. Okay? So if you can just click on that link, you would be blessed to see all of the different books that I have read over the years. Now, I haven't read, hold on one second here. I haven't read every single book, but I'm familiar with every single book, and many of those books, either I've read through it or some of them I have read. So anyway, just enjoy the several books. Different types of people, different ethnos. I listen to anybody that the Most High bring across my path. As you know, the scripture says, a righteous man's steps is ordered of the Most High. And I take that scripture serious. So what I do is I simply, anybody come across my path, I just trust that they would that they have a word for me, or even sometimes I have a word for them, and so I don't take that lightly. Anyway, people, I'm looking at a few things here. I got so many people already texting me and trying to get a hold of me about this show. But anyway, let's just go ahead and go into a word of prayer. Okay, let's start this off with prayer, and then we're going to go further. We got Brother Cephas on hold, ready to jump in here and let us give us information about the Limba tribe. And I apologize to y'all, but I am just rushing, trying to do three things here at one time. I kind of lost track of time, and that was all my fault. But we'll get it organized here in a second, okay? But let's go before the Most High and just ask His blessing upon the show. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank You for this opportunity to come to You and to worship You and to inquire of You about our people, them being scattered, what they're going through, what is to come with them, what You are doing with them. And Father, we just ask Your blessings up on our time together. We ask that You would speak through me and all the callers, and especially through our guests, and just let us know what this end time holds for us as a people, as a nation, as a planet. Let us know Your purpose, Your will, how we will link in or fit into Your plan and Your purpose for this day and time. We just ask a blessing upon all of the many listeners we're expecting to call tonight. We ask that You would help them learn something and see something that will encourage their hearts to live closer, more righteous for You. Father, we just ask, again, Your blessing upon this time together as we seek Your face, seek Your will, seek Your plan, seek Your purpose to build Your kingdom upon this earth. These things we ask In your son's name, amen. Okay. Again, everybody, just welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Again, five new songs. I'm Brother Seth. I don't know. Hope we probably got quite a few new listeners tonight. If we do, I would just want to encourage you to check out a lot of our older episodes. We got a lot, an archive full of good information about just various things. And speaking of various things, let me just go through the schedule very quickly here. As you know, tonight, Tuesday night, we talk about uniting Israel, scattered Israel. We call the show the Federation of International Israelites. Okay, the Federation of International Israelites. All right. And what this show is, the design of the show, is to just really reach out to Israelites scattered through the four corners of the earth. Okay, I'm talking about true Israel. I'm not talking about an Israel that the United States and Great Britain forced into being through wickedness, which is why you got the unrest in the Holy Land right now, because they didn't go about that the right way. We're not talking about that Israel, the fourth Israel, the imposter Jew. We're not talking about that. And this is in all due respect to the people that live in the land of Israel. This is not no hate show. We are about love. We are about working together. We're about understanding. And tonight, we, those of us who claim to be the true Jews of the Bible, we can't make those claims unless we are living out Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, and really the entire Bible as what is to be prophesied, what is to happen to Israel. So let whoever live out those testimonies, whoever live out those prophecies, whoever live out those scriptures, be the true Israel and everybody else, whatever you want to call them, okay? So, again, this show is about, isn't about, and I just want to, while I'm at it, I just want us to make sure that those listeners that are new to this particular show, we don't create five new songs, we don't disrespect anybody. We just simply examine scriptures and just simply just look at the different nations in light of the scriptures. Either they are going to fit into the prophecies or they won't. Simple and plain. How about that? Either they will or they won't. And if they won't, then of course we don't acknowledge them as bloodline. Of course people can be a so-called Jew or an Israelite by religion. But, anybody can always, Israel had what they call strangers that was entitled to certain rights within the camp of Israel. So we should never, ever discourage people from practicing what we believe. But I'm talking about bloodline Israel. I'm talking about people that are from the book, of the book, bloodline Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, descendants that are scattered through the four corners of the earth. And as we know, people, the earth, according to the United Nations anyway, is 92% black or non-white. That would mean Israel should be 92% non-white. Problem I have with the people in Israel today, and I'm sure listeners, the problem you have with Israel today, because you are intelligent, anybody at this time of night, blogging, researching, listening to shows like this, is not your everyday people. So I'm sure you also have trouble when you go to Israel or when you see the different pictures of the people of Israel, how they are all very, very white. And so we just do not believe these people are the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bloodline. Now, some of you might be saying, I just stumbled upon your show, and I'm just wondering, why are you talking about this? What difference does it make? What does it have to do with my salvation? What does it have to do with my life? Why do we need to know this? You might say, I just don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand the importance of us needing to know this. Well, if you're concerned about any type of modern-day world events, you've got to be concerned about the nation of Israel, because Israel is a type of cop. Israel is a type of barometer, if you will. We know the state of the world and what is to happen by what happens to Israel. It's just that simple. This is why so many people back in the day in 1948 when Israel became a nation, I don't know if many of you remember, some of you do, remember that a lot of preachers, prophets, teachers, evangelists start predicting the end of the world because Israel had finally become a nation. And according to Scripture, when Israel become a nation, we are entering in the season of the Most High, I mean, of Yeshua's return, or Christ, as some people call it, return. Just that simple. And so, of course, nobody knows the day, but we can definitely know the season. And that's one of the things that has been prophesied that will happen. So a lot of prophets, preachers, teachers start prophesying that the end is near. Well, when that didn't happen, a lot of people fell away from the church. A lot of people fell away from the church. They started to say that this thing is not true, Bible is not correct. You know, it broke a lot of people's spiritual heart, so to speak. And as you know, the scripture says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. When people kept hoping for something they never saw, they simply couldn't handle it. So what am I saying tonight? Tonight, it is vitally important that the world know who the authentic biological descendants of Abraham and Jacob is for several reasons. One reason is whoever those people are, wherever they are, I'm talking about real, true Israel, whoever they are going to be blessed more than any other nation on the planet. They're going to be actually put over the nations if they're obedient. They will lend, according to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 15, they'll lend and not borrow. They'll be the head and not the tail. They will prosper in every single thing they do. This I'm talking about bloodline Israel when they walk in obedience. Now, if they disobey, they're going to find themselves going through the hardest lifestyle, the hardest existence as a people of all the nations of the earth. That's how you know a true Jew or a true Israelite. They are going to suffer more so than anybody. It's just that simple. They either have it better than everybody or they have it worse than anybody. It's just that simple. So what am I saying? I'm saying this is vitally important. We know who Israel is. Now, tonight is a night for us to interview this brother from the Limba tribe, and because they have claims to be one of the lost tribes of Israel, and I believe they are, by the way. And we were just going to question him and find out what it's like to be a member of the Limba tribe and what are the different things they go through and so forth. So every Tuesday night, and I got off track, I was going to give you all my schedule, sorry about that, but every Tuesday night is our midnight show from 12 to 2 a.m., and this is when we look at, we interview Israelites from all over the world, okay? And we've already spoken to a brother in Israel, and then we interview a brother from Sweden, and this week is supposed to be a brother from South America, Chile, the nation of Chile. Brother Cephas. So every week we'll try to have on somebody that will talk about their heritage and how they know they are a Jew. And these people will be non-white. Why non-white? Because, again, the Most High said he was going to scatter Israel through the four corners of the earth, and the earth is predominantly non-white. Okay? So we shine the light on these 92% of people that the nation of Israel failed to acknowledge, and we suspect it's for racism reason that they failed to acknowledge them, that they only acknowledge those from Europe and just a few, like the black Ethiopians they allow come into the land from Ethiopia, but Ethiopia is not one of really the 12 tribes. They're more like a cousin of native Israel. And then, of course, our brothers and sisters from Dimona, Israel, who I go see, I visited them from the year 2001 through 2008 annually. Okay, so those brothers are there, but they're not getting they're getting treated great now. But I'm just saying it's been a hard time for Israel to acknowledge the 12 tribes scattered throughout the four corners, okay? It's been very hard, again, for the nation of Israel to acknowledge the true 12 tribes of Israel. So that's what we're doing tonight, okay? We're just honoring those tribes that we do find, we do identify, and that don't mind coming on the show and talking about what it's like to be an Israelite. Brother Cephas was born a Limba. All of his life he's been raised a Limba. And so, again, we're waiting on him to call the phone number. And that phone number is, if anybody needs it, 760-283-0838. I guess you actually wouldn't need that because you already you would hear it. Anyway, let's just go ahead and look at some scriptures. Now, if you can turn in your Bibles, this is not really designed to be a Bible study, but if you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans 9. Hold on a second. Oh, let's go ahead and do Romans 11. Romans 11. And I'll give everybody a minute to get there. Now, while we're turning over to Romans 11, I want to just go over our schedule. Like I said, on tonight, we talk about Israel scattered. We interview Israelites scattered all over the world. And we plan on doing it every single Tuesday late night show. Again, 12 to 2 a.m., and that's going to be Central Standard Time. Now, on Thursday night, you cannot miss Thursday night's show because we talk about the one world government. We look at the corruption with Illuminati, secret societies. We go into places and topics that you're not going to hear in no church, no synagogue, no seminars, most likely. Well, you may hear a few seminars, but I'm just saying we go into places that most people don't even know about to talk about. But we talk about the one world government. We talk about genetic, biological warfare. We talk about weather warfare. We talk about the Federal Reserve. We talk about the CIA. We talk about, like I said, the Illuminati, just different secret societies, Templars, Jesuits, the Black Pope. He's not black, but the Black Pope. Those on the internet will find it very interesting. You can look that up. I wouldn't do it now because, of course, I want your undivided attention. But if you want to, that's fine. Just type in Black Pope and then Jesuit, and you're going to get a week full of information about people that control our planet. And so there's a lot of players in the game of the one world government, New World Order, and there's nothing more than a duplicate of the kingdom of God. See, the Most High has his kingdom set up on the earth right now, and it's growing. And then this phony kingdom of Satan, this wicked kingdom called One World Government and New World Order, they have their camp set up as well, all right? So we go into that. We look at what their purpose are, who the players are, and whether or not you listener, you just listening to me right now, whether or not you're actually helping them by obliviously buying with certain people, patronizing certain companies that are part of that wicked scheme. So we look at practical ways that we are either helping the one world government or we might be hurting it if we're true followers of the kingdom. And I know all of us got our flaws. I know all of us have our flaws. But your life as a whole, does it promote the kingdom or does it promote the kingdom of darkness? The one world order, the new world order, as George Bush called it. Okay? So that's on Thursday night, late night, 12 to 2. And then on Saturday, on what we call the Shabbat, or the Sabbath, at 11 o'clock a.m., my wife and I, I'm sorry, I mentioned something major about Thursday night. Sorry. Thursday nights, right now, we're not talking about the Illuminati. First, we got to start with the foundation. Got to lay a foundation before we can talk about those powerful people. So we're talking about demonology, demons. I go into personal accounts with demons earlier in the ministry coming up. I deal with evil spirits every day. We all do, but I mean, I have had some really strong interactions with spirits. I mean, be them speaking through people's bodies, taking control of their bodies, just a lot of things that I'm not going to go into now, probably would scare you, but We've already talked about that. You can check the archives and listen more about that. But we really go deep into, I mean, practical demonic spiritual warfare. I'm not talking about that spooky stuff. I'm talking about practical things that you listen to, go through every day. You have no idea. You're oblivious to the fact that it could be demonic activity. We go into specifics, what the devil does, what he did with Christ, what he does with Paul, what he did with Timothy, what he did with the different patriarchs, and what he's doing today, how he's influencing certain people. I even bring up Jeffrey Dahmer, and I'm not going to go into the story, but there was some strong, clear indications of demonic possession when the cops finally revealed to Jeffrey Dahmer the pictures and let them know that they knew what he was doing. So, begin to purr like a cat, you know, begin to make these weird sounds. And those of us raised in the Pentecostal background, we know exactly what that meant. So we go into serious demonic activity, spiritual warfare in your life every day, because if you don't understand demonic activity, you're definitely not going to understand the one world government, because those people are possessed for real by Satan. And you won't even believe in Satan if you don't believe in him on this local level, okay? Then on Saturday, like I said, on the Shabbat, on Saturday, my wife and I we're dealing with leprosy right now. Leprosy, Bible leprosy. Now, I know y'all not hearing much about Bible leprosy. Bible leprosy is nothing more, a form of Bible leprosy. And Brother Cephas, if you're listening, you can just call the number 760-283-0838. I know you may be listening online, but I need you to call that number, okay? But anyway, Bible leprosy, coming out of Leviticus 13 and other scriptures, we just show how everybody comes from the dust of the earth. Everybody comes from the dust of the earth. But for some reason, sin enters the picture. When sin enters the picture, we lost the ability to do a lot of things. We lost the ability to live long. We no longer live forever. We lost the ability to, some of us started losing hair. Some of us grew too tall. Some of us grew too short. Some of us couldn't have children. And by the way, some of us lost pigmentation. Losing pigmentation, or losing your earth, if you will, because you was made from the earth, dust of the earth. And to lose that brown covering, or that melanin, as the scientists call it, Dr. Jewel Pukran, that's one of the scholars, definitely put her name out there. She talked a lot about melanin in this whole process. But when you lose your earth, you lose losing the earth is a part, it's something called leprosy. It's when, in Leviticus 13:13 talks about vitiligo, but there's other scriptures that talk about being totally all white. And then we're talking about albinism, okay? Albinism. Anyway, that's on Saturday. Very powerful, scientific, scripture-based Bible study. Again, you're not going to hear about no leprosy no matter what church you go to. So join us on Saturday, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then on Sunday, we talk about how do we know we're Israel? It's called Black Biblical Jews 101. We talk about how we know we're Israel. What proof do you have that you're Israel? Again, he shows the archive, and you can listen now to get a taste of that. Okay, but every Sunday we're dealing with that, okay? So that's pretty much what we do. We try to have a show every other week. Try to have a show every other week. So if you have Romans 9, please turn your Bibles to Romans 11. Sorry, everybody. Romans 11. We're going to read this. This is talking about have God forsaken his people, because a lot of you listeners out there believe that this conversation is just null and void because the Most High is not working anymore with Israel because of the fact that he have reached out to the Gentile. It don't matter anymore about what color. It don't matter anymore who the real Jews are, or what color they were. So this scripture, this chapter, Romans 11, among many other scriptures, just show you how the Most High is not done with his people. Okay, the Most High is not done with natural bloodline Israel. So if you have in your Bible, Romans 11, we'll go ahead and read that. And we'll start at verse 1. All right, I say then, hath God cast away his people? Forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So then at this present time also there is a remnant. Here we go. 2011. In 2011, listen to scripture. This is relevant to us. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath obtained that which he seeketh for. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained, and the rest were blind. This basically saying, as you probably already know, that Israel was blind, and through the blindness of Israel and them rejecting Messiah, having him killed, that the Gentiles was allowed to come in and enjoy a relationship with this God of the heavens. Until then, the Most High only dealt with Israel because the world was basically a bunch of knuckleheads and going contrary to his will. So he only dealt with Israel. But this is saying that the Most High had them blinded because of their rebellion. He blinded them so they wouldn't even know who the Messiah was, and they killed him. But it was all in the work of the Most High. Okay, moving right along. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes they should not see, and ears that they should not hear until this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. That their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Okay? Moving right along, this is verses 11 and 11. We'll just go ahead and read the 28, giving Brother Cephas time to call the number that I gave earlier. Okay? I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is coming to the Gentiles. That's what I was saying earlier. For to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them, talking about Israel, be the riches of the world, and the admonishing of them the riches of the Gentile, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentile, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and may save some of them. I want y'all to listen to this. Check this out. Romans 11:15. For if the casting away of them, talking about Israel, be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? That's receiving of Israel back. Once, you know, if they rejected the Messiah and was allowed, and that allowed the Gentiles to come in, the scripture just saying here in Romans 11:15, what shall the receiving of them be? Okay? Verse 16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, watch this, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Watch me. Check this out. Verse 19. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I may be grafted in. Okay? The branches, meaning Israel, was broken off that the Gentiles may be grafted in. Here we go, verse 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. But thou standing by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches of Israel, take heed lest he also spare thee not. Okay? Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God, of them which fell, and I'm saying God for those Hebrew Israelites. I know we normally say Yahweh, but we got a lot of people that don't say Yahweh and they don't understand. I don't want to confuse anybody. So those who just know that, just you know what's going on here. Again, I'll read verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell severity, but towards thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. Okay, verse 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. Here we go. And again, I'm going to read that. Listen, check this out. And they also, speaking of Israel, if they abide not still in unbelief, they shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Okay? For if thou were cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and was grafted contrary to the nature into good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Now, what am I reading here? Why am I reading it? I'm trying to show everybody how the Most High is not done with Israel. Okay? And we'll just read a few more verses here. Okay, verse 25. It says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Read that again. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, okay? So when the Gentiles have come in, and I'm sure we can say that the Gentiles have definitely come in, Europe have the gospel taught to them. Europe, the gospel has flooded throughout all of Europe and the world, really. So we can say that that has happened. Verse 26, so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away the ungodly from Jacob, or Yakub. Okay? For this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sin. Now, those of you that don't believe in the Messiah, just got one question for you. What are you going to do with your sin? Simple and plain. If y'all not offering up sacrifices and goats and bulls, what are you going to do with your sin? Okay? Again, and this is my covenant to them when I shall take away their sins. And he's talking about through the death, burial, resurrection of the Messiah. The death, this lamb that was slain for our sins. Most have taken away our sins, and that lamb has become our righteous, just as the lamb in the Old Testament became Israel's righteous. Last verse. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. So, what are we saying tonight? We are saying that the Most High is not done with Israel. I know a lot of us, in our earlier teachings, we come into churches and they say that God is done away with Israel and the Old Testament don't matter anymore. It's all about the New Testament in Christ. And we was just taught that erroneously. Okay, the Most High is not done with his people. He is not done with Israel. Okay, it's just that simple. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, it talks about 144,000. I know y'all have heard about that. That 144,000 is nothing more than 12 times 12, of course it's 144, nothing more than 12 tribes of Israel. From every tribe, which is 12, there will be 12,000 Israelites that's mentioned. And then this is bloodline Israel, is what I call bloodline Israel, natural Israel. Okay, so if the Most High is done with his people, and he's no longer concerned about who a Jew is, naturally speaking, then why is he dealing with them in the book of Revelation? That's number one. Why is Romans 11 here talking about he's not done away? There's other scriptures. If you keep reading the chapter before this and the chapter after this, there's more work for Israel. Israel is not done. Now, I will say this. The Most High is not just dealing with natural Israel, of course, like we were saying earlier. I got to say it again. He is dealing with the spiritual Jew as well. He never wanted just one little small family. There was knuckleheads to begin with. I mean, there was nothing really great about the attitude and behavior of Israel, the nation. It was our forefathers that he was pleased with, namely Abraham. But the nation? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We still have got to live right, folks. The Most High never just favored this group of people called Israel just because they're Israel. So for those of us that's running around here and we just glorying in the fact that we're Israel and that's all it is, and we live in your kind of ways and we don't treat our wives in your kind of ways and we, you know, we're not doing right by brothers and sisters, you're just religious. You just jumped out of one religion into another religion. And I don't know about y'all, but I believe that religion is the number one problem with the planet. Religion. People's interpretation of the Bible, they run and do whatever they want to do, live whatever, any way they want to live. And I mean, I'm stepping on my own toes because I don't always walk in the spirit, so to speak. I have my days, I be fleshing out like anybody else. But it's not so much, the Most High knew we would stumble, and this is why he sent the Messiah. I don't know what's happened to Brother Cephas. He's having trouble, like, again, with this number, calling from Chile. This has happened before, so hopefully we can get him on today. I really don't want this to happen again today. So hopefully he'll join in. So I just like to just, if anybody has any questions in the chat room for me, let me know. You can raise your hand up if you're on the phone lines. That's fine. I'm always open for questions. Always open for questions, okay? But at any rate, what I like to do, again, waiting on him to call, is I want to talk about a lot of the Hebrew Israelites, Israelites more appropriately, in the state, in the country, of, in the United States. We always talk about Israelites on Tuesday nights, tonight, you know, all over the world, international Jews, international Israelites. But I like to kind of acknowledge a lot of the groups that are here in the States. And I just want to just do a few shout-outs because it's quite a few of them. Actually, before I do that, let me talk about some of the people that started this whole thing that as far back as we know. Are y'all aware of a gentleman by the name of Prophet Sherry, who is the, I think he started announcing and preaching and declaring that the so-called African-Americans are the true people of the book back in the 1800s. Did y'all know that? A lot of people didn't know that. Prophet Sherry started this eons ago, before Israel even thought of being a nation, okay? And I said this earlier, but it bears mentioning again. When we say we're Israel, because, again, I see a lot of people, I know a lot of people listen tonight, and they don't even know we're Israel. And this is really not a show. This show is really not designed to be a Bible study. Again, it's more designed to find Israelites, scatter them through the four corners, and interview them, see how they know they're a Jew. Are there any other Jews in that particular country? That's what this particular show is designed for, highlighting Israel that's scattered throughout the four corners, okay? But we do have people listening, and they're not even sure they believe that any so-called black person is a Jew because, again, the lies, we've been brainwashed over and over and over again, and the fact that the cameras are on Jerusalem, and the white part of Jerusalem, might I add. A lot of people don't know that if you go to Jerusalem, it's probably not even a good 10-minute walk from the Wailing Wall. You'll find a community of African living there in some used to be called Prison Gate. And you probably never, ever even thought about that, but that is honest to God truth. Research it. Check me out. And so when I would go and see my brothers and sisters in Dimona, that was one of the first places they liked taking us to Prison Gate and showing us these Africans that's living in these once were cells, prison cells. When the Crusades happened years ago, They came down, you know, I call it the whitening up of Israel. When the millions of people come down from the north, as the scripture says many times, how the Israel will be trampled down. Christ said that when he died, Israel will be trampled down by the Gentiles. The Most High said many times that a nation coming from the north that was going to occupy Israel as a punishment, he was going to scatter his children through the four corners of the earth. And as a matter of fact, since some of you are listening, and again, you've probably never heard this, let me get you some scriptures about the whole scattering part, because we don't hide nothing here. We're all about truth, and while I want to talk to my brothers and sisters that know this, I do know that there are some people that are on the line. They have no clue what we're talking about, and it does sound kind of weird if you've never heard this before. But the Bible does say many times that the Most High will scatter Israel among the heathen. Okay, among all nations. Jeremiah 18 and 17 talks about that. It says, I will scatter them. It says, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them back. Hold on. Again, Jeremiah 18 and 17, read this again. And say, I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Here's Deuteronomy 28 and this might be Deuteronomy 28 and 64. It says, and the Lord will scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even gods of wood and stone. Even gods of wood and stone. If you look at all the things that we worship today, look at it. It's basically made from wood and stone, from houses, even to computers, cars, even metal comes from stone. A lot of people don't know that, but it's true. Okay? So anyway, and then Deuteronomy 32:26, I said, I would scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. Psalms 106:27, to overthrow their seed also among the nations and to scatter them in the land. But there's lots of scriptures talking about Israel being scattered to the four corners. Lots of scriptures. Okay? So, anyway, let's talk about people like Prophet Crowder, who, like I said, was the first one we have on record that I know of to declare. And if anybody want to correct me, you can do that. Brother Cephas let me know he's trying to call. I don't know what number he's dialing. But anyway, he said earlier he had some success with calling it. I don't know why he can't have it now. But anyway, Brother Cephas, keep trying, okay? Anyway, so Prophet Crowder was the first person we know of, and then there was others that came on the scene. And there's so many, I don't know where to start. But you know, I was even doing some research, and I found out that the early founders of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop Mason, I heard that a lot of these older people around the 1900s, around 1901, when Azusa Street, a lot of you may have not know what Azusa Street Revival is, but you can also Google it. You can always Google or put Yahoo it and find information about the Azusa, but that was the beginning of the Pentecostal movement when the Most High did a shaking with miracles in the city of Los Angeles. So when the Azusa Street broke out, there was a man by the name of Bishop Mason. William Seymour was the leader of that movement called Azusa in Los Angeles, where the Holy Spirit come down and people began to experience miracles and all this stuff, okay? And say what you want to say, but when you start seeing people, the eyes being open, the blind see, these kind of things, that's pretty serious. Now, I know we don't want to base everything on miracles. We know that, too. But this was a mighty move that actually birthed churches like the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God, the Assemblies of God, Now, racism actually was part to play with the whole, and I'm just talking about Israel right now, how it formed different forerunners with this message, talking about so-called African Americans were the true people of the book, okay? Talking about people that started to call this out, started to say this in early times, okay? But Prophet Crowder was the first one I can think of. And then there were some other ones. I know New York had an explosion with the Israelites. But I'm going to try to go down the list here. I got a nice little list that I'm going to go down here in a second. But anyway, we need to pay respect to these people. Look them up. Find their organizations. Visit them if you can. But this was around 1905 or 6 when Bishop Mason began to, I think he staffed the Church of God in Christ, somewhere around that time. But the reason I brought him up is to say that he was another one that was saying that we are the people of the book, okay? A lot of the founding fathers of the AME Church, same thing I've heard. People like, can't think of the brother's name out of New York. But let's read the list and still try to figure his name, but you got in Alabama, we'll just start with the A's, okay? In Alabama, you have Beth Mikra Yahweh, and this is in Huntsville, Alabama, a group that's been around. I'm very horrible with words. Mishkan Yisrael, now they're in Madison, Alabama, And then if you look at in California, you have Shayer Yishim. They're in San Diego. We got Beth El Beth Yisrael in Sacramento. And then they're in Connecticut. We got brothers and sisters in Florida. Florida is full of what we call Hebrew Israelites, the Israelites. We got the black Hebrew Israelites in Central Florida and Tampa. We got the House of El Ministries in Miramar, Florida. Okay, we got organizations in Tampa, look like Tallahassee. We got the House of Israel in Jacksonville, Florida. You got organizations in Orlando, Ha Israel, Torah, Birth, Yahad. I love how to get these names. That was in Orlando. You got Ariel Messianic Congregation in Lakeport, Florida. We got organizations in Georgia. I'm telling you, this movement is an international movement. I got this long list. I'm not going to read this long list. But in every state, especially obviously the larger states like Texas, Florida, New York, California, there are Hebrew Israelites or Israelites all over the United States. And I'm beginning to believe that it is the largest so-called denomination. Not that we want to be a religion. But I'm just being very honest. I remember talking with a brother, the author of the Jerusalem Chronicle, and sometime back when I lived in Cincinnati, and he gave me a number way back, and this was about 15 years ago, and his number was that, now this brother sent out, he got prescriptions from different organizations, sent out this newsletter called the Jerusalem Chronicle. And so he had names and numbers of 300,000, roughly, is what he told me, 300,000. And that was just in that area, the Ohio, those surrounding states, just in that area. 300,000, and this, again, was like 15 years ago, not talking about California, not talking about New Mexico, any of the West Coast states, not talking about Texas, not talking about really down south. So I suspect well over a million Israelites that are claiming to be one of the lost tribes of Israel. Now, I've had the privilege, thanks be to the Most High, to travel to 24 countries. And I'm telling y'all, believe me, this is not a small movement. This is like a tsunami of information, a revival, a tsunami of awakening of Israel, just like in the Valley of the Dry Bones when the Most High was talking to Ezekiel. We are living out that right now as we speak. So those of you that are privileged to know this information, don't take it lightly. Don't take this lightly. This is very, very serious. This information is vital to people understanding the Most High, because without this information, it does look like the Most High is just picking on us. It feels like he's just pushing us around as a people. It's like he favored the whites, favored white countries, and he hates black countries. You know, he favors Europe over Africa. He favors the United States or America. Not talking about America, talking about North and South. It's like he favors the white lands and he despises the black lands, because it seems like all the nations that are non-white are suffering. Africa is crawling, if you will. You know, India is crawling. And so it's like if you just popped on the earth tomorrow and you just look around at the state of our people right now, it looks like something is terribly wrong with us as a people. And is there any wonder a lot of our white brothers and sisters despise us, despise everything about us, because they look at us and they say, I just don't understand how y'all been here this long and you can make us rich. Y'all very good workers. You're very smart. You're good. You make good lawyers. You make good doctors. You make excellent scientists. You excel in every aspect of life. Why is it you can't come together and build your own infrastructure? So this is where we at. And so unless people know who you are and understand why we're going through what we're going through, understanding the fact that the Most High said that Israel would have it harder than any other nation if they disobeyed. And if they obeyed, they would have it better than any other nation. They're either at the top, 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 ruling, or they're at the bottom, 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 being ruled over. The ignorance of Jacob or the ignorance of Israel is what fueled Wall Street. Y'all know that? It's just kind of a side road, but y'all know that? If you really research Wall Street and what money they have to jump start, now they don't run Wall Street. We don't have enough money to run the whole thing. No nation does. But I'm talking about the ignorance, just like with the whole classic example. We just had this whole big bailout, the whole problem with these mortgages. Well, they first tried to blame it on black people, but that didn't fly. A lot of politicians think the Most High stood up and stopped that lie. But the truth of the matter was, it was due to our ignorance, ignorantly getting into those ARMs, those accelerated mortgages, that caused that whole thing. So this is what I mean by the ignorance and the persecution and the oppression of Israel. True Israel is what fund Wall Street, and that's major. That right there is just major. And let's see, we got a message from Brother Cephas. Well, it looks like we just won't be able to have Brother Cephas on. He's having a lot of trouble. I don't know what else to do. So we'll just move right on, Brother Cephas. If you just keep listening, enjoy the show, my brother. It's just that simple. We got to keep moving. All right? So, anyway, maybe a call next week or something. So let's move on. Let's move on. So without the revelation of who we are as a people, let's just do one thing here. Brother Cephas, why don't you give me your number and I'll try to call you from the show. You can do that. Just leave your number on this little pop-up box and I'll try to call you. We'll try that. But anyway, without the revelation of who true Israel is, natural is, biological blood Israel, without the understanding of why we're at the bottom and why we suffer, again, if you was a Martian and you just came here yesterday, it would look like something is wrong with us. Again, our white brothers and sisters are saying, I work with you. I know you are smart. I see blacks. They are talented. They are able to make us billionaires and millionaires all over the world. So why is it they are not able to come together? I think it would be great for them to know that the Most High said that this is one nation that will not rise without him, because he started with Israel. He started with this nation. And he said that if we didn't pass down this culture of obeying these laws and the culture and just the laws that he had given our foreparents, if they didn't pass those down generation after generation after generation, that they would have it harder. I'm coming out of Amos 3 and 2. Out of all the nations of the earth, you have I known. Therefore, I will punish you for all your transgressions.
So the Most High had promised that Israel would suffer more than any other people if they disobey. Okay? So our brothers and sisters, our white brothers and sisters in other nations that are not Israel, that are looking at us and wondering what is going on with so-called black America, don't you think it would behoove us or it would be wise for us to share with them why we go through what we go through? Because, folks, I'm telling you, without this revelation, it looks like the Most High is picking on us. And this is what births this so-called self-hate we have among ourselves as the people. I mean, really and truly, how can you respect the people? Okay, I'm talking about people on the outside looking in at us as a nation, as a people. How can you really, truly, truly expect people to respect us when we are disproportionately in prison? When we are disproportionately raising our sons and daughters, when we do have the so-called black-on-black crime, which I don't like that word because, you know, I know the whole culture is behind the phrase black-on-black, so let's just say when black people kill each other at a higher rate, why that is. You know, just looking on, when other people just sit back and look at us and they say, man, they are suffering. Why do they go through so much? I mean, you know, at some point, you could say, yeah, you know, this person's trying to block me, this person's trying to stop me. But come on, after 50, 100, 200 years, I mean, we've had ample amount of time as a people to be ruling this country. Now, I know we're rising and things are getting better, but we still find ourselves at the bottom. So, yes, we rise, but still at the bottom. Education rating, whose kids are, again, not graduating. Are graduating but not really graduated mentally. Okay? So I know a lot of that's politics, but I'm just talking about just plain on going to school, getting your books. I mean, what people is at the bottom of the education arena? Look at the political arena. Who suffer more in the area of politically than so-called black American? Especially in the United States. And I know people listening all over, but I'm talking about the United States just for right now. And other people in other nations might be able to say, well, we're going through the same thing. If you go through the same thing so-called African Americans go through, or you have it worse like the Untouchables in India, I hate to say that word, but that's what they used to be called, the Untouchables, Dalit, D-A-L-I-T, the Dalit people of India. If you find yourself at the bottom of society like they do, when I was in India, I actually saw them walking around, like I said a couple of shows back, that I saw these people walking around with this cow dung on their head. It looked like pancakes, if you will. And they was walking around. They was actually selling that cow dung to the authorities because the authorities would make, you know, fuel out of that. That's how India, they actually use waste, cow waste, to run cars. So I noticed every single one of the people that had that particular job were straight up African. I'm talking about the darkest of the darkest of India. You know, Indians are dark, but I'm talking about the darkest of the darkest, serious African features. So when I travel, one of the things I used to do, I would try to do, is see who is living out Deuteronomy 28, who is living out Leviticus 26, what people is living out these curses or these blessings? This is one of the main reasons I travel. And the more I inquired about these people, these so-called Dalits, or Dalits, how we pronounce it, or these so-called untouchables they used to be known by, it used to be that the shadow of them even rested on you, on a non-Dalit, that you were to go and wash. That's how much of discrimination they went through, and they still suffer to this very day. So a lot of people can say that they suffer just as bad as so-called African Americans, not to mention the Aborigines in Australia who still walk around bare feet, some of them, okay, just the bottom of society. Okay, and the Lemba people, again, Brother Cephas was supposed to represent them tonight, you know, a lot of them can boast persecution. The Ashanti people in West Africa, went through a lot of hell from the West. You know, the slaves come from that area, you know. So there's a lot of people that can say we suffer just like y'all have, and they're nothing more than our brothers and sisters scattered. But let me go through this, finish going through this list, okay? We talked about, again, we got Israelites in California. We got Israelites in Connecticut, Camp Kodesh, other Israelites in Connecticut, Florida. We got Israelites in Georgia. We have Israelites, let's see, in Georgia. And they have a lot in Georgia. Mabel, David's in Georgia. House of Israel of Atlanta. Yahweh Shalom, Beth El Congregation. Shamrei HaTorah in College Park. Truth of Israel Bible Study. Temple Israel, Beth Nay, Abraham. This was in Atlanta. The Culture Center of NCCI in Decatur, Georgia. Okay, we got the Temple of Yahshuam. Now, this organization is in Decatur, Georgia. Okay, we got brothers and sisters in Illinois. We got brothers and sisters in Hawaii. Again, these are so-called blacks or African-Americans claiming that they are descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Some of these organizations are very small. Some of them are large, okay? Chicago, which have the largest organization, Beth Shalom, B'nai Zakim, Ethiopian Hebrew Congregation, they are the largest in the whole country. I do know that from research. House of Israel, Temple of Faith in Chicago, Tabernacle of Israel in Chicago, University of Kingdom, House of Israel, Harvey, Illinois, Church of Israel in Chicago also, the Israel of God over on 75th Street, the Community of Israel, the Righteousness Remnant. They're on Wentworth in Chicago, the House of Jacob. Okay, this group is in Chicago as well. Indiana have Israelites. Okay, Louisiana. Louisiana has lots of Israelites. Maryland, Michigan. And you know what, before I go on, there are a lot of groups that really believe that so-called blacks are the natural biological descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they're in traditional churches, Baptist, Holiness, Church of God in Christ, especially Church of God in Christ, and they just don't feel a need to talk about it yet. They don't feel a need to broadcast it yet. There's a lot of major organizations. I met with pastors that say, yeah, I believe, but it ain't time to talk about that. It ain't time to share that. There's a fear of losing congregants. And you might say, well, they're not true shepherds. Them are whatever. I hear you on that. But that is what I was told, that it's not time. So a lot of people just feel like, yeah, we're Israel. Makes sense. But what does it mean, Brother Seth? What does it change, okay? What am I supposed to do, start saying we're Israel? How does that help our salvation? How does that help my children? How does that help me having to pay bills? So what if so-called black people are Israel? What difference does it make? Why do y'all talk so much about it? I go on YouTube, I see all these people. Folks, like I said before, and I didn't mean to talk about this tonight. I was supposed to be interviewing a brother, okay? So I apologize, but we're just going to work with what we got here. But anyway, a lot of people say, what does this have to do with our salvation? Folks, like I said, if you was a Martian and you came here tomorrow and you saw the state of black America and you saw all the pain, the grief, and the fact that these people are on the bottom of society in every single aspect of life, like I said earlier, be it the political arena, be it the educational arena, be it the medical world, medical and healthcare area, be it anything having to do with economics, who's charged the most? Who's overcharged the most? Everybody knows that when you buy something in the hood, it's going to cost your arm and leg, and if you go somewhere else, it's a lot more. And I'm not talking about little neighborhood stores. I know how everybody knows how those are more expensive. I'm talking about, I live in Cincinnati, for instance, and the headquarters for Kroger's, I know Cincinnati people like are listening, but the headquarters for Kroger's is right downtown Cincinnati, and there is a store a good rock throw away from that. More realistically, there is a Kroger's about I'm going to say a quarter of a mile from headquarters, world headquarters. And they just gave that store a facelift about 3 years ago, but it was just horrible. And it was in the hood. So what I'm saying, when something is full of our people, it seems to just get the brunt of everything. You know, I will hear sometimes whites say, you know, y'all think y'all have it so hard. Blacks think they have it harder than everybody else. You know, I'm handicapped, or I'm blind, or I'm crippled, or, you know, my mom left me, or I'm a foster child. And I would always say what I heard a psychologist say, add black to it. Add black to it. Well, I'm a cripple. Well, be a cripple and be black. I'm a foster kid. I'm a foster child, which that's not a curse. I mean, a lot of foster kids do very well in life. But some people have came to me and said that, and I say, hey, add black to it. You know, I'm blind. You know, you don't know what it's like until you're blind. Well, add black to it. You add black to it, I guarantee you, you're going to find yourself at the bottom. So it don't matter what area you want to talk about, who's being charged the most, who gets the quality, who gets the best quality or the worst quality, it's always us at the bottom. We're always at the bottom, and there is a reason. The Most High have ordained, have laid down his laws and say, if you don't do this, you will find yourself at the bottom of all nations. All nations is supposed to walk on Israel if they're disobedient. But my goodness, if Israel, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he goes on to say that he would heal their land. So what am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying it is vitally important, those of you that call yourself Israelite or Hebrews, that the world know this message. I know a brother, I ain't going to call his name out, that lives in the same city I do. He know who he is. But he feels so proudful in knowing that he represents this large Hebrew organization and that he's the ambassador for this particular area. Well, great. But and then when we start talking about, well, who have you reached? Who have you told us about? You know, and I don't just stop with black people. I don't just stop with so-called African-Americans. I tell anybody that crossed my path. The scripture says that a righteous man steps the order of the Most High. Now, I'm not saying everything I do is righteous, but a righteous is not so much what you do. It's a people. It's a people. It's a people that's been born again, so to speak. So anybody come across my path, and they always bring up Israel. Me and my wife get a kick out of it. Like, we just be minding our own business, wherever we at, in the banks or wherever we go, and people would just out of people talking about Israel. You know, that's a pretty odd conversation, just start talking about, they'll say something about a Jew, and we feel like that's your time, go. And I'm saying, we talk, the Most High just don't bring black people across our path. He brings all types of people across our path. So what I'm saying is, it is vitally important that the world know this revelation. It's also vitally important that we live right. We live right. Some people think that this is just time to celebrate, and they love the Shabbat, and they love the feast days, and they just get religious. If you ain't living right, eating right, treating your kids right, spending time with your kids, spending time with your wife, ain't none of that change. Ain't none of that change. You still got to live right. You still got to keep his laws regardless. I'm not talking about just the Old Testament. But we have just turned this into a religion, some of us, okay? Some of us have just returned this into a religion. And religion is the worst sin on the planet. It's more worse than a killer. A killer gets its morals from the church. A rapist get their warped thinking from what's wrong and what's right. I mean, everything starts with the church. The church religion. I mean, with your relationship with the Most High, what it's supposed to be. But we turn it into a religion is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, let me go through the list more. I want to alert us to more Hebrew Israelites that's out there. Again, they're in Mississippi. We got Habeth Kokma in Durant, Mississippi. We've got the House of Israel Hebrew Culture Center. They're in Jackson, Mississippi. The House of Israel in Jackson, Mississippi. That's Moray Joseph Jenkins. And Nebraska, even. And as white as Nebraska is, there's Israelites in Nebraska. I am telling y'all, this is the largest movement right now on the planet. And the media ain't going to let y'all know that. They ain't going to let you know. They ain't going to tell you that. But this is the largest movement right now on the planet, the revelation of the true Jews, bloodline Israel. And so we need to tell the people why it's important. Again, it looks like the Most High is just picking on non-white people if we don't know why we find ourselves at the bottom. We need to tell the people that the Most High said that he would come against as the people and would not allow us to rise as a nation. Now, if you obey the Most High in your personal life, if you seek his face, do the things you're supposed to do, will you be blessed? Of course you'll be blessed. Will you see curses? Your family? No, your family won't see curses. But your nation will. And I don't know about you. How much fun is it if, okay, you got everything. You got a nice home. And, you know, everything's going well. You got a happy marriage. Your kids are doing well. Everybody's educated, and they're pursuing the Most High. And y'all got that peace that the scriptures talk about. But now your cousin is living a horrible life. He ain't out of prison. I mean, really? Are you going to be, like, jumping up and down? I mean, for real. So what I'm trying to say is, the nation, I'm talking about a nation. I'm not talking about you individually. I am and I'm not. I'm saying that we've got to live right because we all are a bunch of individuals in a nation. But I'm just saying our nation is going to suffer. Okay, so people, our brothers and sisters need to know, and I'm talking about even whites. And the reason why I'm saying whites, because a lot of us are really hating on so-called white people right now. We feel like we find out we're Israel, and that gives us reason to dog them out, like the brothers and sisters, or like the brothers in New York. And much love out to them for even having the guts to get out there and preach. I like the fact they're out there preaching, but I don't like the fact how they're dogging out these so-called white people. And I say so-called because I don't even believe in such thing as a white person or a black person. There's no such thing as a race based upon color. And so, but I have to say it so y'all know who I'm talking about. But there's no such thing as a race based upon color. No such thing as a white man or a black man. This is what I cover on Saturdays when I talk about Bible leprosy. So y'all got to be there and check it out. I'm really nail down, man, how everybody come from the dust of the earth, and dust is brown. There's no reason to hold your head up and get all proud because you're a black, so-called black person. No, you don't have nothing to do. You have no control over how you look no more than white man have control over how he looks. We all are from two people from that garden. I believe it all day long. That was made from the dust of the earth. If you don't believe it, just dig up some dead people and see what color they all turn. We came from the dust. We're going back to the dust. It started brown. Don't ask me why the Most High chose brown for his initial color for his. Don't ask me why the Most High said after he made man, he looked at what he made and say it is good. It is good. He looked at that brown man and say, it is good. Don't ask me why he chose that, but he did. I'm not going to even fight with it. But we got to understand that we are one people. Some of us have covered. Some of us have lost our earth, and we're not covered. This is what we call Bible leprosy. We go through on Saturday, and I encourage my white brothers and sisters, I know this hit me in a weird way, but some of y'all love truth. Some of you white people love truth more than you love how it make you feel. And if you like that, join me at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time when we talk about Bible leprosy, and I'll show you how we are one family. Albinos left Africa under heavy persecution from Africans, just like they're doing right now in Tanzania, which have more albinos than anywhere, I think, on the planet. I think it's this country of Tanzania. I'm pretty sure about that. But anyway, they mistreat those people. They did it back in the Bible days. And those people began to migrate into a climate that was more conducive, that was a little more easier for them to adapt in, and that was the caves of Europe. Little did we know as humanity that the Most High called those people into the caves of Europe, the Caucasus Mountains. Because he was going to bring up, he's going to build that nation. Those Moors went up there and educated those after they was up there for a while. They began to be cavemen. And the Moors went up there and educated them, and they came out of those hills educated, and they began to just go all throughout the whole earth doing what they're called to do. Every nation is called to do a certain thing. So we just got to understand the truth. It don't matter how we feel about it, that's what happened. Albinism, I have black hair. Inside of my black hair is blonde hair. Inside of my black hair is red hair. Inside of my black hair is brown hair. If I have black pupils, I don't have brown. But inside of black pupils is every pupil. Inside of black hair is every hair. Inside of black skin is every skin. Everything evolved from darkness, from the dark dust. Everything. So we just got to understand science, people, and not get offended. See, what happened is they done bought us, sold us this lie called race. You know, like we're racing. So now we belong to a particular race. You're the black race, okay, I'm the white race, and I'm the yellow race. We're fighting. Truth of the matter is we're just one family. We're really, truly one family. Doctors say if you need a lung or if you need a heart, that a white person's heart is better, some of them, sometimes, than even a black person's heart. You don't have to do a black or white when you need a lung or a heart or a kidney. Y'all know that? So we're a lot alike. And those of us that are balding, that have a bald head, that's just, that was a plague. That was something that we lost. When seeing the picture, we lost the ability, like I said earlier, to produce hair. Our hair started acting funny. We could no longer live forever. I have long life. We only live to 120. That's the most we get now. There's different things that happen to the body. Memories. We now don't have photogenic memory like our father Adam did, who named all the animals and remembered it. A lot of things that the body begins to do. And so when sin entered the picture, we also, like I said earlier, lost the ability to produce melanin. This is Bible, folks. We go there on Saturdays, okay, at 11 o'clock. Don't miss this on leprosy. I've never seen nowhere in no church, nobody going to leprosy like I do, pulling out all of the scriptures in the Bible. Again, we pull out all of them. But there's other organizations, okay? We got Israelites in Mississippi. We got Israelites in New York. We got Israelites. New York is full of them. New York have more than anybody. We got Israelites in North Carolina. We got here. Somebody's asking a question, I thought. But we got brothers and sisters scattered to all the four corners. And I'm just talking about the states right now because this particular show, and again, I apologize to those of you that so faithfully came to hear Brother Cephas and he didn't show. I'm so upset with that brother, I'll be very honest with you, because it's the second week that happened, and this is not how we do things over here at Five Smooth Stones, this particular blog. You know, I know this is just a blog, but I take y'all's time very serious. And so we'll just have to try to get somebody else on that represents Limba, because there's thousands of Limba people all over the planet. So I don't play that. This is 2 weeks straight. This is serious business, okay? This is serious business. What the Most High is doing in this time is serious business. The earth needs to know who Israel is. The church is stumbling right now. And that's why you got these so-called fake prosperity people in there doing the things they're doing. Everybody's building stuff. The church is kind of right now wandering in the wilderness. They just don't, and after a while we're not going to be impressed no more with the big buildings. Right now we're impressed with the big buildings and the cordless microphones and the TV cameras, guys crawling around the carpet. We're impressed by that, aren't we? Yeah, some of us. some of us. So I'm saying right now that's all they got. No power, nobody raising from the dead, nobody, no miracles, no gifts of the Spirit not operating. Very seldom you see working in the mirror. It's just all about show. Who can I show the next one? That's where we at. Most High's got his people. Most. Most of the people that really are serious about their relationship with the Lord, I don't think it's even in churches. I know so of you at home, but you got to be careful with that, people. If you're at home, make sure you are fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, and you are, here's the catch, make sure you are accountable to them. Too many people out here, too many idols. Everybody out here with your own little truth, and you get in trouble like that. I know you think you're invincible and you really think you're smart, but you need people to be able to check you because the enemy is no joke. We talk about demonic activities on Thursday night, just like late this time on Thursday. We really get into demonic activity in a practical everyday. We show you demons in everyday living. I'm talking about going to Walmart, just handling your business, going to the banks, just doing whatever you do in the course of the day. Demonic activity, but we're no match for the enemy. We need our brothers and sisters. We need to be accountable to people that can tell us about ourselves and we just sit there and listen. You need that. So, yeah, I agree. And while I'm on it, those of you listening to me right now, obviously, if you're listening to me right now and you're not one of my haters that's listening to see what I'm going to say stupid or whatnot, I'm a mess up, because, you know, we always got those. We need them, too, to grow. How about that? But if you're listening, most likely you're serious about this message and serious about the walk with the Most High. If you find yourself Hebrew Israelite or Israelite today, you have a serious calling upon your life to get this message out to your brothers and sisters and let them know why it is important that we return to our true culture. And we need to tell our white brothers and sisters who we are, too. This ain't just for no black folks, because there's a lot of white people that want to fund something like this. Not that they're associated with money. I don't want to go there like we just need to go. No, absolutely not. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of whites that really want to help, that really want to contribute, that really want to be, they just want to be doing whatever the Father is doing. And it's just that simple. Hold on, my sister. Somebody saying, didn't call me one moment. Okay, I don't know what to say. Somebody was saying here that they've been trying to call and they can't get through. Please, please, please let me know that. Send me an email because I will go to BlogTalk and get a refund if that happens. There's a lot of people listening to me right now, and so we got a lot of people listening. But if there's people that's calling and you can't get through, please send me a message so we can investigate that, because that is not cool at all. Okay, and I know they hate them. I know Facebook was hating me serious, but I don't know Blog Talk. I'm new to Blog Talk. I'm not new to other social media. But let me know that this person going by called me mom. Okay, but anyway, just send an email. But anyway, they can't stop truth. They can't stop what the Most High is doing. Nobody can stop this movement. And if I were you and you find yourself, you own a social network or you own, you know, we need to have our own for one. But, you know, I would say to my white brothers and sisters, and I don't think hopefully Blog Talk ain't doing nothing crazy, but I'm looking at my little board and I don't see nobody else here. So we'll just keep going right away. So anyway, I'm just encouraged. I'm encouraged to know that the bones are awakened. We got brothers and sisters, but before I talk about that, let me also say here's some other reasons this is important. Another reason this is important is because the scriptures doesn't make sense. The scriptures doesn't make sense without this revelation. Let me show you what I'm talking about. It says that Israel would be basically cursed if they disobey as a nation, not individually, but as a nation. Now, the people that call themselves Israel in Israel, they are, as the whole world knows, misbehaving with the Palestinians. But yet these people are very, 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 very powerful. They are not walking in obedience. I will never say that, and you're not going to say it either, not with a straight face. We know that the nation of Israel right now, as we speak, is not walking in obedience. Okay? But yet, check this out. Instead of being at the very bottom, check this out. They are a welfare state. They get so much of our tax dollars. Now, that's kind of changing because they kind of stand up on their own two feet now, but they definitely was a welfare state. That's what helped them get up on their own two feet. But they run the banking industry, okay? They run the banking industry. They run the media. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. And they run the porn industry. Yes, they do. Hollywood. Now, they're not weak. I got someone that want to comment. But they're not weak at all. Now, that right there don't make sense. The scripture is not lining up, if that's true. Let's see what this caller has to say about it here. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're on the air. 253-249. Shalom. Shalom, shalom.
My name is Madeline Israel. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay. Shalom, Madeline. Welcome to the show.
I'm looking for my brothers and sisters that's in Seattle, Washington. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm trying to find fellowship in Seattle, Washington. I've been seeking them out. I can't find anyone here.
Okay, okay. Well, let me just see if anybody out there listening to my sister, and you live in Washington, and Seattle, Washington. I was just up there near SeaTac Airport. You familiar with SeaTac?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I was just up there for training not too long ago. But anyway, there was a house, Covenant House of Yehuda. You familiar
uh-huh.
with them?
I have heard about them. I fellowship in Kansas City, Missouri. I've been here in Seattle, Washington for 5 months now, me and my four sons. And we need to fellowship. I miss that. I fellowship with my children at home, but I need to get out and fellowship with other Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, my sister, because this movement is not to be denied, and you don't want to miss out. Well, you put the call out there, and everybody know where I'm at. Anybody listening to this show definitely know where I'm at. Again, 5 Smooth Stones, blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Now, my sister, do you want to give everybody your email? I wouldn't give nobody your phone number, but you want to put
yes.
your email address out there?
Yes. My email address is soon, S-O-O-N, the number 2, behis@yahoo.com.
Okay, one more time.
soon2behis@yahoo.com. My name is Madeline Israel.
Madeline Israel. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's what this show is all about, Madeline. We just want people to call in. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone, call in, and say, listen, I'm looking for fellowship, because these people, Israelites, are everywhere. And that's one of the things me and my wife want to do. We're actually working right now is an international directory. I shouldn't have probably said that, but I don't care about nobody stealing my idea, because you can't start what the Most High have for me, he has for me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But anyway, we got this idea, and we're working on it to do a directory where people like you can just go to our site, type in the zip code, and it bring everybody near you, and then little clips of their services where you can see what it's like. You know, that's what we're working on right now. So hopefully that'll happen. And you know, all we would do is just forward you to our website right now. You type in your zip code, and bam, you'll be able to see who. You know, how far they are away from you. Kind of like it is right now, if you want to look up a Walmart and you go to Walmart site and you type in your zip code and it lets you know where the nearest Walmart is. So hopefully somebody will email me and I'll turn around and give them your email, Madeline, okay? But did you have any other comments about the show?
I love your show. I love your show. Me and my son are listening to the show now. Praise Yahweh. I love you and I am blessed to listen to this show. I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, my sister, Madeline, and hopefully you call and listen again. If you get a chance, make a comment on the page. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but we'll be able to help you. I know all these people listening, definitely somebody knows something, and so look for an email very soon, okay, my sister?
Praise Yahweh.
All right, shalom. And that's what I'm talking about, people. That's what I'm talking about. Just sisters just like her that are able to call in and just be a blessing like that. So just 1 second here. I want to just see here. We got another just bear with me, everybody. 1 second. But the sister is who we were talking about. We want to help out and reach out to sisters just like that and brothers that are just trying to just link up with their brothers and sisters. We are a family. We're Israel. We're strong. We're not going away. This is not some small movement. This is a major movement, international movement, and it's not going away. So all of those haters out there that think, oh, these are just another cult, another religion, you got another thought coming, okay? So any other callers want to ask questions before we go off the air,
you may do so as well. More people is trying to talk to me here. So, but anyway, okay, I see you. All right, we got another person that's got a hold on 1 second, everybody. Bear with me. I apologize. Okay, all right. All right, no, they just wanted to comment. But anyway, we got brothers and sisters everywhere, and also we got brothers internationally, and they are in Barbados. We got Zion House of Israel in Barbados. We got them in Belize. We got Ha, Yisrael, Torah, Brit, Yahad. They're in, and how can I start this without even talking about the people in Dimona, Israel? Oh, my goodness. I've been had the privilege to go to Dimona, Israel from 2001 to 2008, and I just, those brothers and sisters have helped change my life. I will forever be indebted to the people in Dimona for various reasons. I used to respect the Chinese diet, for one. Just to give you one example how they have been a blessing to me. I used to really respect the Chinese diet. I used to say that they were the top, the smartest, I should say, with regards to diet and how to take care of the body. But when I went to Dimona, Israel, and I began to see these vegans just really just take food and the wonders they did with food and how they was able to just really make it not just look good but taste good and just stuff that I would never, ever would have tasted or ate just normally, like asparagus, you know, turnips, just stuff that I just thinking about it just made me go, oh. But they just had a way of doing food, and the brothers there is just so sharp with the scriptures. I mean, folks, I have been around some very sharp people with regards to the Bible, in regards to scriptures. I'm telling you, I've been around the best of the best. I've been in Tulsa. I live in the Bible Belt. So, I mean, I know the sharpest of people, okay? I'm just going to go there, all right? But I just found out when I went there that I didn't know anything hardly. I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't know anything, but I found out that a lot of stuff that I've been told was just full of lies. These people were able to just take the scripture, sit down with me, you know, over coffee, over dinner, and just go there with me. Of course, I put some stuff on their mind, too. You know, they'll tell you that. I put some stuff on their mind, too. But a shout out to Aviyah and Akaviyah and Zachariel and Dr. Avimelet. And who else? Just several people there in Dimona. But I encourage you, if you got to go to Israel, if you just got to go to Israel, let the people in Dimona show you around. Do not spend your money with the people in that land that call themselves Jews, because they are not going to give you the type of tour that the people in Dimona are going to give you. The people in Dimona are going to show you what they call black presence, or I'm trying to think of sacred visitation is what the name of their tour is. And they share powerful they share with you powerful truth that you're just not going to hear every day. And I apologize for the little interruptions here, but y'all got to know I'm the only one here. I'm doing quite a few people on the line. It's very hard to just be a jack of all trades. But anyway, but just Dimona have really changed my life, and especially with going to Israel and touring Israel and how they tour Israel and Sake of Siloam and Tiberias and just all the different little neighborhoods around Jerusalem and Israel. We just went everywhere. And when I went there, I also went to Egypt. That's another reason why you should go to Israel. Just go ahead and go on over to Egypt. And so I was just able to just really be I was just really blessed by those people. So I got to do a shout out to them first. Definitely, Dimona, Israel, put them on your list to see, brothers to see if you ever go to Israel. Okay, so, but anyway, we got brothers and sisters, like I said earlier, in West Africa, Ghana, and we got a group called Ha Arb Misraim
And these people are at Cape Coast, Ghana. We have them in Guyana. I know Jim Jones gave that place a bad name, but we do have Israelites there. They are literally everywhere. And the most place you're going to find so-called Israel or the lost tribes is in these churches. These churches have a lot of people, just like yourself, listener, that really believe we're Israel. But they are afraid. Their pastors are lording over them. Their pastors are ruling over them with an iron fist. And they can't breathe. They are labeled a troublemaker. If they start asking questions, if they start talking about Jesus or Yeshua or the Messiah being black, they really is labeled a problem. If you find yourself in a white church, predominantly white church, oh my goodness, you got it even worse. You know, they don't want to talk about no images of Christ being dark. They don't want to talk about no Israelites being dark. Now, they go around the whole planet, not your church, and I'm not talking about the white people that really fear the Most High, and I do believe some of them fear the Most High. Y'all need to quit tripping on that. A lot of them do. A lot of them live circles around you. That's the honest to God truth. You better believe it. The scripture says, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. Prophets do not come in just shades of black. You got to understand that. Don't go backwards now. They cursed us when we was in slavery and did all these things, and they brought damnation on themselves. Don't you turn around and curse yourself and your children on the account of you hating on these people, okay? Now, I hate wicked, so if somebody stands for wicked, no matter who they are, I'm coming out against them. But anyway, a lot of our brothers and sisters are in these churches, and they're in prison. It's no other way. I've tried to talk to brothers and sisters, and they just they don't get it. They just fight with you. And they got a bunch of, like, here's an example, classic example, and I hope they listen tonight. Here's a lie. When y'all heard this lie, attack it like you would a snake. You ever heard this lie that says, well, we can't go there because my pastor said that I can't go? Now, and the pastor, his thing is, I'm the shepherd over you, and you're supposed to obey me. There is very little scriptures in the Bible. I can do this because I was raised in church. I've been in the back office. I know what's going on behind the scene, and I've been able to see some things and hear some things that I know is straight up Satan. One of them is this lie. Now, don't get me wrong. A pastor can offer advice. He is the watchman of your soul. That's the only thing that Scripture says, the watchman of your soul. What does that mean? Watchman of your soul. But because you're watchman of your soul, that don't mean that everything he say, you got to go take it to the bank. That man is flawed. That man is limited. That man has got fears. He's got weaknesses, just like we all do. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to come no replica of my pastor, a replica of my teacher, or a replica of my apostle. What they ought to do is offer you advice. My sister, I don't think you should go around these Hebrew Israelites because I just, you know, they can say that, but they always go overboard. And I think a lot of it is rooted in fear. They fear they're going to lose those dollars because as the people go, the money goes, you know, because it's all about the TLC, the talent, the labor, and the cash. They want your talent, they want your labor, and they want your cash. And when you go out that door, there goes the TLC. And that's really what all this is about, this bondage of our people. So you listen to me right now. You are the Delta Force. You are this army, this little small military army that has to go with truth, not weapons, not violence, because Israel will be put in her place without bloodshed. At least it ain't going to be us doing it. And the other nations may want to fight on our behalf, but I'm talking about, I'm preaching peace tonight. So what I'm saying is we need to go to our brothers and sisters, and if they happen to be white, need to just preach to them just like you would if they was not white. They was your black, if they were so-called black. It ain't about color. It's about God's people or the Most High people. So, I'm very serious about this. I think Yahweh really is pushing us to get this out to the masses. Some of y'all only talk to black people, and I really have a beef with that because there are a lot of whites that really want to help. They really want to know. They just want truth. And when they see the truth, they'll embrace you. People, look who embraced Israel today, so-called Israel today. We don't even acknowledge them as true Israel. Most of us on this line don't. But look how people reach out to them. Black people reach out to Israel. White people reach out to Israel. All types of people reach out to the land of Israel, because the Most High said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. So once people find out who the true Israel are, they'll act a fool for a minute. But then after a while, they ain't stupid. They're gonna seek to be a protector and seek to be a supporter and seek to be a friend of natural Israel. So what am I saying tonight? Let's not just share this with so-called Black America. Let's share it with everybody. And also, we need to share this, like I said, because the word doesn't make sense. Not the whole word, but certain prophecies don't make sense as long as you're looking at these prophecies with this other Israel in mind. It just ain't gonna make sense. It's just you. Hold on, someone want to comment here. I didn't see their hand, so I'll go ahead and open up the line now. Go ahead, call you on the line. You're on the air. That's area code 954. Go right ahead.
Shalom, my brother. How are you?
Shalom, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just listening to your broadcast here. We just joined Blog Talk Radio ourselves, and so we're seeking like ministries. What is your website, my brother? That's what's missing off this thing that I'm looking at. What is your website information?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I don't have a website. I do have one, but I have a few of them, but they're under construction. So what
okay.
I'm doing right now is directing people to either my Facebook, or if you want to know more about what I reach, you can click on my library. So I have the library that's up and running through Google, and then I have the Facebook account. But I have a brother that's working on it. He's doing some special things to it, and I don't want to be half-stepping and people going and not be set up. So that's where we are at today with that. And if you go to the blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones, you will see a link to both of those, the Facebook account that has how to get a hold of me and stuff, and everything, my family pictures, my travels, world travels and all that. So if you can do that at Facebook, that should be able to answer most of your questions.
Okay, but you do expect to bring your website online at some point?
Oh, yeah, big time. I do. It's just go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
I had one out there, but it was just generic. It didn't have a whole lot of things. I want to be able to have chats and just a lot of different, you know, the technology is constantly changing. You got to pull those websites down and do some work to them. You just can't keep them out there, and they, you know. So that's what we're doing right now. So that will be in the making. Let me ask you this. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Have I ever heard of your show before?
No, I said, have you enjoyed it so far?
Oh, yes. I've been to the Mona, and I'm very familiar with the areas that you're referring to, and I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying, especially your latter comments about, you know, about getting the message out to white folks. But here is where we're coming from. I am a brother that belongs to a group called Hear O Israel Radio down here in South Florida. So we have a website, and what we're trying to do is, and we're also on Blog Radio. You see, I'm on Blog Radio now, just kind of surfing. That's how I found you, because you're on Blog as well. So I thought you had a site. My intention is, we have a site that's called HeroIsraelRadio.com. Our intention is to get exactly what you're trying to do, to get all of like-minded folk together so we can have a look at an open forum where we can share our views and get our house in order, so to speak, because we share some views with the community, but we just think that we should not be worshiping the way our conquerors do. We just believe that the three measures of leaven that Yeshua spoke of is exactly what it is: Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, all rooted in the faith of Abraham. So that what we're saying is, you know, yes, we want to go out to white people, but I think it's important that we get ourselves together first, our own house together first, and flush out, as you're saying, the little differences that we might have. The watchman will not see eye to eye until the day, but we do need to coalesce, and I think that's what you're trying to do here. At least I'm reading your words. And I'm just hoping that when you get your website up, you'll have a links page that we can all come on and do what you're doing, you know, utilizing the web technology, which is what we're trying to do in a handshake with the Blogcast Radio.
Well, like I say, there is a lot of information right now on my Facebook, and you should be able to do a lot with that. Main thing you want is my email. Main thing you want
right.
to do is communicate. And so just give me a couple of weeks, and we'll have that up. We do this every single Tuesday night. So we'll be on next Tuesday night, and I hope you will have a guest. And that way you
right,
can
right. So what you're saying is that it wouldn't be are you saying it would not be appropriate?
Hold on one second. What you can do, you can actually build your directory. What's your name?
My name is Adiah.
Adiah. Well, brother Adiah.
If you don't have a website, can I get your email? I'll give you mine, you know, and you can always email me and I'll bounce it back to you.
Okay,
I'm
well,
adiahoisrael@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll give everybody my email address, okay? It's
I understand that. Well, can you please email me at heroisraelradio@gmail.com?
Okay.
Gmail, I'm writing it down right now. And let me just tell you what we're about. We're just trying to get people together. We're not trying to give out anybody's email. I'm not afraid of giving ours out because mine is associated with a website. That's heroisraelradio@gmail.com. Just email
okay,
me, brother.
We'll
I want to do is get together, you know, when your website is up and for us to link up, okay? And thanks for doing the good work, and may Yah continue to bless
you, and
you okay?
say that's Adiah, right?
Right, Adiah.
Okay. All right, brother Adiah. Well, thanks for calling. And like I say, just check us out next week. Again, we'll have a guest on somewhere. One of our brothers and sisters scattered to one of these nations. We try to do it international because we know that there's Israelites in the States, but we want to shed the light on other brothers and sisters of other places. So listen to us next week, okay?
I will do. Thanks again.
All right, shalom.
Shalom. Ta-ra-ra-ra.
Okay, so that was Brother Adiah. I'm glad that he called. And I just want to say feel free to just talk to me. People, I know a lot of y'all, I'm new to this, and a lot of you may not know me, but let's just do just like the brother did and the sister did earlier. Call, let me know concerns you have about Israelites. You know, we feel like that we got some issues. Now, we don't really want to. This particular show is not really designed to get deep into, and he did fine, but I mean, it's not really designed to get deep into whether or not we believe in the Messiah or not, or Shabbat, or any of these serious disagreements that is within the camp, so to speak. But this particular night, Tuesday night, we focus on, again, talking to brothers and sisters all over. But like I was saying, our people need to know this. And other people need to know it because a lot of whites and a lot of Indians and a lot of all type of ethnic people, Chinese, Japanese, they want to know. They want to please the Most High, and they want to help the people of the Most High. They want to play their part because they want their blessing. And some of them just want to do it because they love the Most High. We do not have a franchise on obedience. So I just want to say that I'm getting a little echo. Hopefully y'all are not, but I'm getting a little echo here. But let's just share this with everybody. That's my message. For some reason, I can't get off that. I seem to stay on that. But let's get this message out. Let's let the people know that until they understand who we are, the scriptures is not going to make sense because they're sliding the wrong people into prophecy. Okay. The Most High is going to look like a tyrant. He's going to look like he's biased. He's going to look like he's partial because non-white people all across the planet rules. I mean, is being ruled over. If you look at a globe, just look at a globe, any globe, you'll notice the north part of the globe dominates the south. Look at the nations in the north and look at the nations in the south. Poverty is in the south. Wealth is in the north. That's prophetic. The Most High said, I'll bring a nation from the north. He said, I'll bring a whirlwind from the north. Joel 2 talks about a people coming from the north, and before them is like the Garden of Eden. After they leave, it's like a wilderness. Okay? The Most High talks about in Jeremiah how he would bring, he would run his people out of there. He would scatter his people among the four corners, like I read early in the broadcast. and that he would bring the heathen into Israel to occupy. The Messiah said that after he died, that Jerusalem would be trodden down by the hands of the Gentiles. So, again, this is what it's supposed to be, a Bible study. I mean, I'm throwing scriptures out there, and I'm not one of those brothers that know who everything is. So, but, you know, we do that on Saturdays and Sundays, and I apologize. We do it on the Shabbat and on Sundays. So I'm just, you know, trying to fill in here since this brother kind of left me hanging. But we got to always be ready in season, out of season, to be able to deliver to our people. And that's my message tonight. Again, I apologize that we didn't have the brother here tonight, but he had a legitimate excuse. He was talking about the phone lines, and this you know, a lot of people have been talking about the phone lines. But anyway, we just want to share with our people the truth and share with everybody. Whoever the Most High bring across your path, they'll be ready. They'll have ears to hear. Don't let them frown at you, throw you off. They're listening. They're listening. They're listening because it makes sense. It makes sense, and it's so important. Here's another reason it's important. White people have enslaved black people, right? They have this so-called white man's burden, right? We need to take away this cockiness that they're feeling that they did this to black people. They did not do it to black people. The Most High did it to us. White people, we work with them. We marry them. We live around them, some of us. We know these people in and out. We have to got to know them in and out. We know that there's no way they could do the things to us unless the Most High was with them. We know that. We know that. So what am I saying? We need to let them know you did not enslave us. You did not enslave us. The Most High called you from the caves in Europe. When y'all was in the caves in Europe eating each other, Africa had universities, civilization, science, art, math, philosophy. The Moors from Africa came up there after it was a time, and it was appointed time, and it was time for you to go out and do and be the belt that the Most High called you. The Most High called, read Joel 2, folks. He called this nation his army. So you got to be careful blaming white people. It ain't them. You can't blame them. They're not our problem. They're not the enemy. That's a lie. We're our own enemy. We disobeyed, and the Most High called this nation from the hills of Europe, not just to chastise us, but while he was at it, beat down the whole planet until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We're living out there right now. We're scattered to all four corners. Yes, the rumbling has begun. Yes, you know, the winds is beating up on the nations. That's what happened with Ezekiel. He said, what do you see, Ezekiel, in that valley of dry bones? Ezekiel said, I see many bones. There are many bones in this valley. There are very many, and they're very dry. He said, prophesy to those bones. And y'all know the story. The winds begin to beat on the bones. They became a nation. He goes on to say that in the latter days, this will be the whole house of Israel. There is a remnant that is coming together. Israel is coming together, folks. So we got to just put this word out there, let people know that the Bible is not going to make sense as long. People like Hilton Sutton, Hal Lindsey, all these prophecy teachers, they are going to have trouble. They're already having trouble interpreting the Bible because they're sliding in the wrong people. Okay? And we also need to share this because we got nations out there waiting to support Israel. Once they find out who true Israel is, the conflict in the Middle East, in the Gaza Strip, is going to, it ain't going to make sense to be fighting over something. The whole world knows neither one of y'all own it. Of course they can stay there. So I got to wrap it up. I again want to apologize to everybody for the missed show, the no shows, but I did the best I could. Didn't even have really notes for what I was talking about. That was all out of my head. So I apologize again, but next week I promise we probably would invite two or three guests just in case somebody no show again. I guess we live and we learn on these blog shows. But we are Israel, awake Zion, put on thy strength. Put on thy strength, Zion, okay? It started with us and it's going to finish with us, all right? So I want to just go out with a song. I went by listening to the words, too. This is by Lecrae, called The King. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Go
Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on to 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had to do the use as a forerunner.
Oh,
the promoter don't cut it like John the
That's
Baptist. Nice. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress.
Oh.
A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed in Maine. That's a dangerous thing.
What?
That's
tight, Grant. Yeah. Okay. See, there's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and raised on a scissor. Never got drunk, got high. Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's the real king and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player, all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. He self-proclaimed king, bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes, but he's gone.
Own a house and smoke black and mild. You be a king when you can do things like roll back the clouds.